Hey, happy hour listeners. Are you ready for summer festival season? Elevate your festival look with Sunheist shades. Whether you're dancing to your favorite bands or kicking back to soak up some rays, Sunheist sunglasses are your sidekick for any adventure. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your order using code HAPPYHOUR. Get your new go-to faves today at sunheist.com. That's S-U-N-H-E-I-S-T.com.
I really love music. I think the thing that I like about it the most is the friends that it brings you together with.
Welcome to the Travis Book Happy Hour Podcast. I'm Travis Book. This episode is brought to you by Thompson Guitars, makers of fine instruments handmade with love in Sisters, Oregon. The podcast is presented by Americana Vibes and The Bluegrass Situation, and our show is part of the Bluegrass Situation Podcast Network. You can dive into all things roots music anytime at thebluegrasssituation.com. I met Andy Thorne during the winter of 2002-2003 when he was visiting Durango, Colorado on a ski trip. We played and traveled over two summers as members of the Broke Mountain Bluegrass Band, which broke up or went on an 18-year hiatus after the summer of 2005. Andy and I remain and always will be great friends, and sharing the stage with Andy and John was an honor. This episode captures three old friends rehashing old memories and jokes and making new ones. I know you'll enjoy. This episode was recorded live at 185 King Street in Brevard, North Carolina on October 24th of 2023.
Yeah, the sky in Carolina is clear and blue today. Sick of all that city life, I've got something to say. Will you take me to the country? Boy, I need to get away. I'm going home to Carolina, heading back again some sweet day. I'm going home to Carolina, heading back again some sweet day. Sure is good to be home. Travis and I switched places. I moved out to Colorado and he moved to North Carolina.
What's your point, man?
I don't know. I'm just glad you're doing well out here.
Are you feeling any bit of regret?
Actually, none. Sorry to say that, guys.
My man. Andy's got a beautiful spot on top of a mountain in Colorado, and it's fine there.
I mean, we have legal marijuana. But
that's not all there is to life, Andy.
Some of us
or
still
maybe,
like,
or maybe it is.
Some of us still, we still use it illegally.
Yeah, it's more fun when it's illegal.
It's pretty fun when it's legal, I gotta
You're
say.
You're right, it's all fun.
Well, let's do one about legal marijuana, speaking of that. Honestly, that's not why I live in Colorado. I really like to ski, love the snow. The music scene is incredible. Although Travis has a thing going here in Brevard, right? Do you guys come every week or what? That's awesome. You guys just come for his haircut. You want to see what his new look is going to be. But I'm always like tuning in to Travis's page. What's his hair gonna be like this week? You're never really sure what he's gonna do. Well, yeah, here's one about the scene out in Colorado. My wife was the first legal cannabis broker in the state. And this was a little poem she wrote about her adventures, and I turned it into a song. We actually made a great video for it, which is quite educational. If you're interested in what goes on out there. And we made Vince Herman be a banker, too, so it's worth it just to see him in a suit. One, two.
Well, she could talk fast, spend a lot around town. Maybe next week, so 40 more pounds. Was gonna be right if the times got tough. If you wanna live in Boulder, gotta make enough. Started making deals, got a little bit of cash. Got a set of wheels, and it seemed so fast. Went to the bank, and they wouldn't take a dime. We'd money, no thanks, so she lied next time. You can call us crooks and gangsters, but we'll still be pioneers. We're the first state to go legal. Yeah, we're blazing new frontiers. Trash bag over shoulder. Hustle out Denver, take the money on Boulder. Run around Colfax, Federal Oaks, Pearl, 20 grand in a pack, just a mountain girl. Yeah, back when it started, how the West was wild. So they wrote these laws and every gram gets filed. Yeah, can't grow a plant without a radio tag. Can't sell a pound without a barcode bag. Call us crooks and gangsters, but we'll still be pioneers. We're the first state to go legal. Yeah, we're blazing new mortgage loan. It's just our story, there's a million more. Wake up Congress, what you waiting for? You can call us crooks and gangsters, but we'll still be pioneers. Woo! We're the first state to go legal. Yeah, we're blazing new frontiers. We're blazing new story. All right, we're gonna take you way back to the Broke Mountain days here. We wrote this one way back in college. Our good friend Johnny Buck was a guy that I think he was a journalism major, and he wrote a bunch of lyrics, and these were some words he gave me and turned it into a little song, and it kind of became Broke Mountain's anthem, I guess. But it's cool because we just announced we're playing at his festival next year, Memorial Day weekend. Rooster Walk.
Rooster Walk. Martinsville, Virginia.
Martinsville, Virginia. Let's do All That I Can Take.
One,
I've had all that I can take, gave all that I can give. Can't stand another day, don't know if I can live. This world's got the best of me. guess it's time for me to drive. I've been Rocky Mountain high, and I've been Death Valley low. From Virginia down to Texas, my speed never slowed. My pass is in the mirror, don't call cause I won't hear you. And I'm bound for Mexico. Yes, I'm bound for Mexico.
Mexico, straight down to the coast, where the waves beat the shore, that's where I'll face my ghost. Only time will tell, I might end up in a cell, but I can't go back again. No, I won't go back again.
What a scene, but the things that I've been through would make any man turn mean. Gotta save you all some strife, I'm about to take my life, and I bid this world goodbye. Yes, I bid this world goodbye. Thank you.
Andy, we've known each other a long time.
We have. I believe we met in 2002.
That's a long time.
That is quite a while. You looked like the Cowardly Lion in those days.
I'm definitely aging well.
Yeah.
I look a hell of a lot better now than I did at 21. That's for
sure. Be glad Travis does not have the haircut and beard that he had when he was 20 years old.
I bet it would be just as popular here.
I think it was pretty endearing.
It was definitely pretty wookish behavior.
He was mowing lawns at a golf course, and God, you loved mowing those lawns.
I still love mowing lawns.
The amount that this guy looked forward to getting up at 4:45 a.m. to go riding lawnmower on a golf course was inspiring.
Have you ever cut a green with the morning dew on it on a triplex Toro mower? Have you ever done that?
No.
It's awesome. It's incredibly satisfying. I'll tell you that much. Andy, let's when did you tell us? You're obviously a banjo player. You're born to play banjo. It comes very naturally to you. When did you first get interested in playing banjo?
I was always interested in music as a kid, and growing up in Durham, there's a lot of music around. I really was never that interested in banjo specifically, except for the fact that I bought one at my neighbor's yard sale when I was 12 years old. And I didn't have a big desire to get a banjo. It wasn't something I searched out. But seeing the banjo at this yard sale, it spoke to me for some reason, and I ended up buying it, and the rest is history.
When did you know you were gonna make a career out of banging on the banjo?
I'm not sure. I think I always loved playing music all through high school, and John and I had a band all through high school, and we really enjoyed playing gigs, but I don't think it was until I was at college at UNC Chapel Hill I joined a band called the Big Fat Gap that was already rolling a little bit, and we had some pretty good gigs, and I think we played a frat party was one of my first gigs, and I got to drink free beer the whole time and then get paid $200 to jam with my friends. And I think that's when I was like, whoa, okay, this might be what I want to do for a living.
Yeah, it's kind of undeniable.
I never made $200 to work for 4 hours ever before in my life, so.
So we met, it wasn't too long after that. We met, you were still in college.
Yeah.
And my buddy Anders and I, we put the hard sell on you. We practically begged you to come back to Colorado during the summer.
That is right.
And we were like, dude, come back. We'll start a band. There's a band contest. We'll win it. There's a banjo contest. We're like, you'll win this banjo contest. I promise you. And yeah. You did.
Yes.
That banjo's right there.
This is the banjo that I won at Rocky Grass in 2003. I've snapped the neck 5 times, but it's always been repaired. Travis skipped a lot of the best part of the story, I think. I mean,
well, back up the truck then. Let's talk some more about the story.
I've always had this thing for Colorado. When you grow up in North Carolina, when I was growing up, the really cool bands were all from Colorado. Yonder Mountain, Leftover Salmon, and String Cheese. And I think I saw all of those bands at Merlefest in the late 90s, and something about these bands and how much fun they had. They weren't in suits, you know, which a lot of the North Carolina bands were, and the way they played was a lot freer than the music that you would hear in bluegrass in North Carolina. So I always wanted to go out to Colorado and play. So anyways, we met Travis and Anders on a ski trip. We just drove all the way to Durango because we had some free ski passes lined up through a friend. And walked into this music store, and Anders Beck was working behind the desk there.
That's true.
And we were just picking on instruments. He was like, wow, you guys are good. Come meet my bass player buddy tonight, and let's jam. And that was Travis. So it was...
We did, and we jammed all night.
Yeah.
You guys slept on the floor. We got up the next morning. We skied all day.
Yeah.
We went right back to the house. Another bottle of whiskey, another night of jamming.
All we did was jam and ski for 3 days, and it was the best 3 days of my life at that point, probably. So when these guys were like, move out to Colorado for the summer, let's do the Rocky Grass band contest. I was sold instantly.
That's awesome.
Even though most of the summer totally sucked until we won the contest. We had like 3 gigs. We made no money. We still got to explore Colorado with you guys.
Well, and that's how we named the band. We were out playing disc golf one day, and we were trying to figure out a name for the band. And our buddy Rick, who was in the band in the beginning, that was his idea. We're broke, and we're in the mountains, so why don't we call ourselves the Broke Mountain Bluegrass Band?
That is how it was named.
And then fortuitously, the band kind of came to an end, and you can read our long-form op-ed bio that I've written that will be published somewhere at some point. But
oh, I bet that's long.
It's at least 12 paragraphs. I have a lot to say, generally speaking. But the important part of the story is that band broke up and ended about 6 weeks before the movie Brokeback Mountain came out. But I will say this, our web traffic went like through the roof. As soon as the band was over, just...
Like it was a shame.
So you joined Larry Keel's band and were in Larry's band for a little while, and then eventually made your way to the Drew Emmett Band, and then on to Leftover Salmon. And I like to say part of the reason, you're one of the major reasons why Leftover Salmon is back and relevant. When you ran into Vince and Drew, they weren't really playing music together. And I don't know how much credit you want to take for that, but I like to give you a lot of the credit for it.
That's awesome. I've always loved those guys. I've always felt like I knew them just because I saw them so much. They used to play North Carolina a ton. And joining them, they were just as nice as you would expect them to be. And it's been a joy to be there for 13 years. Love those guys.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
13 years. So you're also making music on your own. You've got this fox thing going on. You sort of stumbled into that one because your neighbor is a fox.
Yes. There's a whole lot of foxes in our neighborhood. And I don't know if you guys have seen the video, but during the pandemic, I was just sort of, we were sitting in our backyard every day. It was me and Cecilia. That was when you weren't allowed to hang out with anyone. So this fox came to visit us every single day, and he was our only friend during the pandemic, and we were fine with that. We were fine with our only friend being a fox. But it turns out that fox really dug some banjo, which has been fun.
Yeah, and you've written a lot of songs that have fox in it. I know my partner Corey is wearing a shirt, an Andy Thorne shirt that's got a fox on it. It's kind of become a little bit of a sort of, what's the word for it? A talisman?
A talisman.
Is that what it is?
I'm not sure. Yeah, when you find something that's working for you as a banjo player, you just go with it because it's not easy to sell yourself as a banjo player. But honestly, the fox is my spirit animal, and I absolutely love foxes. We're lucky to live with them.
It's very cool, man. Would you you put out a record? It's a Clawhammer record.
Yeah.
When I knew you, you were playing a little bit of Clawhammer. You play for fun, but when did you really dive into that whole? It's a completely different style of banjo. For those of you who don't know, typically you're going to see banjo players playing bluegrass, and they're playing in like a three-finger scrug style with picks. But Clawhammer is different. It's also known as frailing sometimes, where you're striking the banjo with your fingernails. And kind of like a flailing kind of motion.
Yeah, it's called frailing or clawhammer or old time. I don't know if you guys can see how large my fingernail is from out there, but...
It's gross.
I occasionally accidentally stab people with it. It is very gross. Sometimes you got to clean out the backside because you don't want to know it's stuck under there. But yeah, I've always loved clawhammer banjo, but as a three-finger player, it was never something that I had a grasp on. And I never really desired to learn it that much until I saw the Kruger Brothers and Jens Kruger's. Yeah, I mean, the Kruger Brothers. His style of clawhammer playing is so incredible. I just said, I have to learn that. And it took a while. It's the kind of thing that once you have it under your hand, you sort of just have it. But I never did it in the band or pursued it much. It was all because of the fox, actually, that I started pursuing it more. because we noticed that the fox would actually sit and listen when I was playing Clawhammer rather than doing the kind of, I mean, you see what the finger picking stuff is like. It's a little flashy. It's a little abrasive. It's fun, but
by design.
By design. But something about the Clawhammer, it's a little more soulful. It's a little more spiritual. And it sort of just comes like straight from inside you. I absolutely love playing Clawhammer. And yeah, the reaction that the fox had to it, sort of, I mean, I was making all these videos during the pandemic because there was absolutely nothing else to do. And I also noticed that the audience really liked the Clawhammer more than I could spend all this time like working out an arrangement with the three finger, and it doesn't appeal to people as much as the Clawhammer because it's just more soulful.
Yeah,
and something about it.
It's a vibe. It's a vibe. It's easier to listen to, and it sounds ancient, and yeah, it sounds kind of comforting. And Andy will play some Clawhammer here in a minute. What do you talk about? Just talk about a little bit your history with Stickley. You know, Stickley's been a guest on this show. He was our second guest. He's got a podcast episode out there. He's also been in the house band several times because he's John Stickley, and we love him. But you know, you guys have known each other forever. You guys.
Yeah, we both grew up in Durham, and I was actually better friends with John's little brother, Jeff, first. We were on the wrestling team together in middle school, and the soccer team. But we ended up all taking lessons from the same music teacher, and he encouraged us to start going to open mic nights. And that's when John, Jeff, and I started getting a little band together so we could go perform at the Skylight Exchange, which was on Franklin Street in Chapel Hill, or just off Franklin Street. So we used to go there once a week and perform at these open mic nights. And we eventually got a little band going, and we actually got gigs all through high school, some that paid, which was absolutely incredible when you're in high school. And one of my claims to fame is that I made John Stickley play bluegrass. He was a punk rock drummer when I met him, so you guys can thank me for that. It was incredible how fast he picked it up, and he's always been much better than any of us. He has a great ear. He just learned it in like 2 weeks, and we were just like, "How the heck did you do that, man?" But he's very good.
If you're enjoying this show with Andy Thorne, check out episode 2 with John Stickley, episode 10 with Kyle Tuttle, episode 15 with Vince Herman of Leftover Salmon, or episode 6 with Mimi Naja of Fruition. Thanks for listening, and after the show, be sure to leave a review. Now back to the show.
I hope that I can continue to support my family playing music. And, you know, the rest, hopefully everything else will come together in my life and in the world. I don't know. I'm just trying to do what I can to take care of everyone around me and be the best person I can be.
You're killing it, man. What's something you'd like to do that you haven't done? Do you have any sort of unrealized ambitions at this point?
Oh gosh. I mean, I love traveling, and I want to see more places in the world, and I want to show them to my kid. It's the coolest thing in the world, taking your kid around. Yes, it's a little more work, as Travis was saying. He's like, "You're crazy for taking your kid so many places," but we love taking Barry everywhere. He's right back there. So everybody say, "Hey, Barry." Hey, Barry. No, seeing the world through this guy's eyes is just the coolest thing ever. So, yeah, hope to take him all over the world.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
I ask myself that all the time. I hope Leftover Salmon is still together. A lot of our guys are in their 60s. They're getting older. I hope we have another 10 years of that band left. I think we do.
I hope so, too.
I think we do. And I hope I'm still playing music for a living, but you never know. There's lots of other things to do, too.
Like what?
I don't know. That's why I don't do them.
I don't know. I just heard there's other things you can do with your life.
I heard there's other things you can do for a living, but...
What is... Just a few more questions here. What is a typical when you're not on tour, when you're at home and your time is your own, what does a typical day look like for you?
I get up very early. I don't know if you guys have noticed that. I post a lot of videos at sunrise that I take. And I get up early, take care of the kid, try to get outside and exercise. And I really enjoy cooking. So hopefully I'm having a beer and starting dinner by about 4 p.m.
Sounds lovely.
Little cleaning. Hanging out with the fox midday, possibly.
Sounds pretty chill.
Not a whole
dude.
Lot.
Sounds pretty chill. Is there a bong hit in there somewhere?
Possibly.
Okay. What do you... Why... maybe this is a hard question to answer, but like, why do you do this? Why do you play music? What motivates you?
I really love music. I think the thing that I like about it the most is the friends that it brings you together with. Like, honestly, without music, I have absolutely no social life. I just don't. I mean, when you're a 40-year-old man
who lives on top of a mountain.
Who lives on top of a mountain. And when you're in a touring band, you spend so much time socializing that when you get home, you really don't want to socialize. But that's what I love about it the most is the friends you get to see. Like you, I would never see you if we weren't doing this right now. Yeah. It's so hard to like make a visit happen if it's not a gig or something that's sort of work. You can be like, oh, this is sort of work, but... really, I just want to go hang out with Travis and Stickley tonight, two of my best buddies.
That's kind of the secret to Tuesday nights. I just really started it so I could hang out with my friends.
Yeah, that's one of the coolest parts about doing music for a living. You get to travel around and see all your friends around the country. But, I mean, also, it's the love that we get from you guys and the audiences. It feels absolutely incredible. And the kind words we get, and they actually care about our lives and our families. And yeah, I mean, when you post a lot of stuff, people know all about us, you know, and it feels good that people do care. It's nice. So thank you guys for that.
Are you is there anything that you're afraid of?
Oh, gosh. I'm definitely afraid of breaking my leg again. That was the most unpleasant year of my life.
What steps are you taking to not break your leg again?
I'm trying not to do stupid shit, basically. It's really hard for me.
It comes so easy.
It's hard for me and it's hard for my wife. So far, so good.
What color is your front door?
I don't think it's a color. It's really old and crappy.
You don't use it.
It's wood color. How about that?
You don't use it, and you don't have friends over, so you don't even know.
Everybody comes to the back door.
Yeah,
that's where the fox comes. That's all we care about.
All right, last question. What is it that makes you happy?
What is it that makes me happy? Playing music with friends, traveling around with the family, and just seeing all your smiling faces out there, really. Yeah.
That's Andy Thorne,
everybody.
That's
enough to make me happy.
Thanks so much for joining us, man. It's great to see you.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, guys.
Will you give us a little taste of that claw hammer?
Yeah, so I'll do the tune from the viral fox video. I just kind of made up this little ditty on the spot, and it became a thing. We called it Aesop Mountain. Thank you. Is it too soon for Christmas music? This could be Halloween music too. Little Christmas medley. I got a Christmas album coming out this year. It's all Clawhammer Christmas stuff. I'm kind of excited about that. Since I'm still in my Clawhammer tuning, let's do one more of those with the full band. Here's one I wrote for the Fox. But while writing it, it sort of morphed into something else and became a song about gun control. Two very unrelated topics.
Not if you're a fox.
Not if you're a fox. That's how I feel, man. I was watching this fox run around and I was like, how could people hunt foxes? But you know, I just learned something from Vince, who said he was talking to his friends from the Davison Brothers. Apparently, when there's a fox hunt, you never shoot the fox. Did you know that?
No.
I had no idea. So he was telling me a story about how the Davison brothers had their friends come to a fox hunt, and he sort of disappeared for a little while, and he comes back with the fox that he shot. And they were like, you killed the fox? And he said, yeah, it's a fox hunt. And apparently their grandpa was insanely angry. But I was glad to hear that when there's a fox hunt, you're actually not trying to kill the fox. You're just trying to get away from your wife, apparently, they said. That's the West Virginia way, I guess.
I really wish bear hunters would take the same approach.
Yeah. But yeah, I did a TED Talk about a month ago. They asked me to do something. And I wanted to play this song at the end of the talk. And they said it was too political to play. So I just played it anyways.
Because you're Andy Thorne. You don't care.
This I don't think that that kids not getting killed with guns is political, personally. It's... you guys can hear the themes in this song, but we'll do it now. It's called Red Fox Run. Run, red fox, run.
Run, Red Fox, run. There's a man with a gun. Red Fox, run. Gun-toed man. Gun-toed man. That gun-toed man, he don't care about this land, just gun in hand. Well, he'll chase you through the church house and the schoolyard. He'll snap you down from half a mile away. He hides behind an automatic rifle. These tools will warrant no place in modern day. And you run, Red Fox, run. Run, Red Fox, run. Run, Red Fox, run. There's a man with a gun, Red Fox, run. But the founding fathers never saw it causing so much harm. How many more children have to die before we say it's time to go and put that gun away? And you run, Red Fox, run. Run, Red Fox, run. Run, Red Fox, run. There's a man with a gun, Red Fox, run. Thoughts and prayers to broken stairs ain't helping, 'cause the country is owned by the NRA. When the fox is gone, we all move on, but just know this was never about a red fox anyway. And you run, red fox, run. Run, red fox, run. Run, red fox, run. There's a man with a gun, red fox, run. Run, red fox, run. Run, red fox, run. Run, red fox, run. There's a man with a gun, red fox, run.
Standing on the roadside, head held in my hands, rain falls on the ground by where I stand. Headlights shining half a mile away. Been a long and lonesome day. Yeah, it's been a long and lonesome day. Cars on the highway, the dark against the sky, and they're never going my way. I only pass me by. Tomorrow's such a long time to go from yesterday.
Been a long and lonesome day.
Yeah, it's been a long and lonesome day.
On that hillside, here I am again. I'd love to catch your eyes, stick my thumb out in the wind.
Shouldn't look behind me, it don't ever pay.
Been a long and lonesome day.
Yeah, it's been a long and lonesome day. Thank you.
Well, as it's been mentioned a couple times already, Andy and I went to high school together. Actually, you met my brother in middle school. I think you guys were on the wrestling team together. But we also...
Did you skip my interview? I already said that.
He did.
I was like, didn't listen to a word.
Well, he's heard plenty from you, buddy.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. No, they said, you should really go in there. They're telling some funny stories. I was like, no, I was there, and I've heard them many, many times. But we did take guitar lessons from the same teacher back in Durham. Is that already been talked about? Okay. And Andy was writing songs even back then, and we had a little band and everything, and this is one of the songs from back then. Long Winding Road. This came from the mind of a high schooler. A young high schooler.
Is that a disclaimer? Sometimes the best ideas do come from the young.
I mean that in a really good, that's really impressive. It's really impressive. This is a great song.
Over the ocean, right down the highway, that's where I'm going, girl, and you coming my way. 'Cause I want you and I need you, but do you really notice what I'm going through? I'm gone, yeah, down this winding road again. Yeah, through the deserts and misty mountains, yeah, I can conquer them, but I can't describe this. 'Cause I feel so alone and without no one, can't get no happiness from watching the morning sun. I'm gone, yeah, down this winding road again. Yeah, well, you won't be coming with the girl. I try real hard and I search a little more. Well, I just might find what I'm searching for. I'm not doing too well right now and I need some help somehow. So come with me. Right down the highway, that's where I'm going, girl. Are you coming my way? 'Cause I want you and I need you, but do you really notice what I'm going somehow. So come with me, and we can be happy. Over the ocean, right down the highway, that's where I'm going, girl.
This has been the Travis Book Happy Hour Podcast. Thanks for listening. Huge thanks to Andy Thorne, John Stickley, Thompson Guitars, Americana Vibes, and the Bluegrass Situation. If you're enjoying the podcast, please subscribe and leave a positive review. It really helps us out. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at The Travis Book Happy Hour and online at thetravisbookhappyhour.com. And remember, it's okay to be happy.